The art of blending, old and new. Why contrast is the new luxury walk into a beautifully designed home, and you can often feel it before you understand it. A quiet harmony between eras, a dialogue between time-worn textures and clean, modern lines. A weathered oak table beside a sculptural lamp, an antique mirror reflecting a minimalist wall. What you're sensing isn't nostalgia or novelty, it's balance. Combining old and new is one of the most rewarding approaches in design, and also one of the trickiest. Done well, it creates spaces with real depth and personality. Done carelessly, it reads as chaotic or contrived. What follows is how designers find that tension between vintage soul and modern clarity, and why a firm like Hoppler Design and Build treats the balance less as a style choice and more as a design philosophy. Why mixing eras works. Humans are drawn to contrast. Our brains want both familiarity and novelty at once. The comfort of what we recognize alongside the small thrill of what feels new, and a room that layers different periods delivers exactly that psychological richness. The eye moves through it, discovers something, pauses, and in doing so, reads the space almost like a story. That's why an antique desk in a minimalist room feels so captivating. It anchors us in something human and tactile. Modern design supplies the clarity, vintage design supplies the character, and the most compelling interiors tend to live somewhere between the two. Design as storytelling. Every object carries a past, whether it's a patina, a maker's mark, or simply the evidence of long use. When you combine eras, you move from decorating into something closer to curating a narrative. A 19th century chandelier hanging above a sleek dining table isn't an accident of taste. It's a conversation held across centuries, and that tension between clean line architecture and older craftsmanship is what gives a room its emotional texture. Find your anchor piece, then build around it. One of the simplest and smartest ways to start blending eras is to anchor the space with a single, strong piece, either modern or antique, and let everything else orbit around it. A vintage Persian rug beneath a modern sectional does this well, as does a sculptural, contemporary light fixture hung above a reclaimed farmhouse table, or an antique dresser given a second life with modern hardware. Each pairing creates contrast, and contrast is what holds visual interest. Hoppler Design and Build leans on this principle constantly when renovating Manhattan apartments, preserving historic architectural details, and then framing them with clean, restrained finishes. Balance materials and tones. Harmony comes largely from tonal cohesion. If a vintage piece carries a deep walnut patina, it helps to echo that warmth somewhere else in the room. If the modern side of the space leans minimalist and monochrome, a single organic texture can keep it from feeling cold. The quiet trick behind most cohesive rooms is repetition. A modern metal chair sitting beside an antique bronze lamp still reads as intentional when the two share an undertone or a shared shape language, even though their eras are a century apart. Use architecture as your neutral stage. When you blend styles, the architecture itself becomes the frame that holds the conversation together. Neutral walls, simple flooring, and clean lines give both vintage and modern pieces room to breathe. Hoppler refers to this as architectural silence, the practice of creating calm, minimal shells that let the furniture and art do the talking rather than competing with the walls around them. Play with scale and placement. Mixing old and new isn't really about alternating pieces. One for one, it's about rhythm. A room full of large, modern furniture wants a few smaller vintage accents to balance it. An architecture that's already historic and ornate benefits from being offset with bold, sculptural, modern shapes. The best interiors aren't arranged chronologically so much as choreographed. Harmonize rather than match. Matching belongs to catalogs. Harmony belongs to rooms that feel lived in. Your vintage oak table doesn't need to match your modern chairs. It needs the overall composition to feel deliberate. A useful working guide is to keep the material palette tight, roughly three materials with each one repeated at least twice across the room, and to let a single dominant tone lead, supported by one accent tone and one contrasting texture. Kept that simple, a mix of periods holds together without ever looking matched. Let imperfection do the talking. One of the real gifts of vintage design is its imperfection. The patina, the small scratches, the gentle fading, those marks carry stories, and set against modern minimalism, they feel even more precious. It's why Hoppler favors honest materials like stone, metal, and wood, and lets them age naturally rather than fighting to keep them pristine. Where to find the pieces in New York? Part of what makes this approach practical in Manhattan is how much good vintage is within reach. First Dibs, headquartered in New York, is a natural starting point for higher-end antique and collectible furniture, and its listings are useful even as a research tool for understanding what a period piece should look like and cost. For something more tactile and unpredictable, the Hell's Kitchen flea market on weekends rewards patience with genuine finds, and the city's estate sales, auction houses, and consignment shops turn up the kind of one-off anchor pieces that give a room its center. The advantage of sourcing locally goes beyond convenience, since seeing a piece in person tells you what a photograph can't about its scale, its wear, and how its tone will actually sit against your finishes. Blending history and innovation. Blending vintage and modern was never about contrast for its own sake. It's about harmony between history and innovation. When a design honors both the craftsmanship of the past and the clarity of the present, the result tends to feel timeless rather than tied to any single moment. The principles underneath it are straightforward enough to hold in mind. Identify an anchor piece to serve as the room's gravitational center. Use architectural silence and neutral finishes to let objects speak. Balance large modern volumes against intricate vintage detail. Prioritize tonal cohesion over exact stylistic matching. And treat patina and imperfection as evidence of life rather than flaws to hide. Great design doesn't erase history so much as evolve it. Frequently asked questions, why do material tones and textures matter more than matching styles or time periods? Styles and eras come and go, but materiality is what actually creates visual harmony and emotional comfort in a room. Tones and textures interact naturally even across different periods, so a consistent material palette produces cohesion without forcing everything into one style. Natural materials also age gracefully, which makes contrasts feel intentional rather than conflicting. And texture adds a depth that keeps a space from reading flat or over-designed. A mid-century chair and a contemporary sofa can sit together effortlessly when they share similar tones or finishes, even when their silhouettes have nothing in common. In the strongest interiors, materials unify the space and style, simply adds character on top. How does architecture act as a neutral framework when combining vintage and contemporary design? Architecture provides the stable backdrop that lets contrasting elements coexist. Walls, floors, and ceilings set a calm, consistent foundation, and neutral finishes cut down the visual noise so that a diverse mix of furnishings has something quiet to sit against. The building's own rhythm, its proportions, symmetry, and repetition brings a sense of order, while subtle detailing bridges old and new without either one competing for attention. When that architectural layer is clear and restrained, vintage and modern pieces come across as curated rather than chaotic. Where should I look for vintage pieces in New York specifically? For refined antique and collectible furniture, First Dibs is a strong and well-curated starting point, and it doubles as a way to learn what a given period piece should look like and roughly what it should cost. For more hands-on hunting, the Hell's Kitchen Flea Market on weekends is a reliable source of character pieces, and the city's estate sales, auction houses, and consignment shops are where the more unusual anchor pieces tend to surface. Wherever possible, see a piece in person before committing, since scale, wear, and true color rarely translate accurately through a listing photo.